Governor Gavin Newsom calling on PG&E to pay each affected customer $100 per private customer, $250 per business, and called on the California Public Utilities Commission to conduct a comprehensive inquiry and review of how PG&E planned the outages that affected some 2 million Californians. Peninsula State Senator Jerry Hill, a harsh critic of PG&E, says it's a good start, but there needs to be fundamental change within the company.
And that board of directors, which is controlled by the Wall Street hedge funds, they installed the management team that's in place today. So their interests are to protect the shareholders. Their interest is to protect those hedge funds from liability and future costs. So they would be on the natural wanting to turn that power off at every opportunity.
Mindy Spout with the Utility Reform Network says the pressure should be kept up with private lawsuits.
At this point, we're urging customers to go ahead and file claims with PG&E.
The CPUC Monday issued what they called sanctions against the company for failures to execute during the planned power shutoff. PG&E has acknowledged they didn't handle the rollout well, but they insist the shutoffs were needed to prevent wildfires. Scott Letieri, KCBS.